What do you call the black sticky stuff that's kind of like asphalt?
Tar.
And the a little road that turns off the main road would be called
a dirt road.
What about a road that leads up to a person's house?
Leads up to a person's house.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a kind of a long
driveway. Well, you wouldn't call a driveway a road.
What about a lane? Do you ever use that?
Well, a lane has got to have a fence on uh-huh. each side of the road.
Like between pastures or something?
Yeah.
And a road in town is called a...
street.
What do you call the kinds of roads that are wide on the top?
Concrete or shell. What do you have shell in Texas?
Okay. And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
Do you ever hear an old-fashioned name for sidewalk?
Oh, what did you call them? Catwalk, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Was that the same as a sidewalk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a special name for that?
Between the sidewalk and the street, a special grass.
Well, there's a strip of grass in town between the sidewalk and the street. Did you ever hear a name for that strip of grass?
No, I don't believe.
And if you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up
a stick or a chunk or something.
And I
rolled it at him.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not...
nobody home.
And if someone had come here to see your wife and you let them out in the yard, you'd say, well, she's... what?
In the house.
Okay. And if someone's walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight...
meet me.
He's walking straight, what, me?
Towards you.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't been counting on seeing, you say, this morning I just happened to...
see so-and-so or whatever his name was.
Or happened to run...
run into him.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child...
after his mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast would be...
coffee.
And if you wanted some and there wasn't any ready, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
Make some.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you say some people like it.
Some people like it and some don't.
Some people like their coffee how?
With milk and some don't.
What do you call coffee that doesn't have milk in it or sugar?
Black.
Any other names?
Bitter.
Do you ever hear the expression drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah. That ain't got nothing in it. It's black and bitter.
Uh-huh. You call that?
It's pure coffee.
What about barefooted?
Well, I'd be barefooted.
What else? Do you ever use the word barefooted about anything else? Any other thing you drink? Do you ever use it about whiskey? Drinking whiskey barefooted?
Well, that's when you don't spike it. I reckon you put something in when you call it that.
Okay. And you tell a child, you can eat what's put before you, or you can just do...
leave it.
Okay, or do...
without.
And the kind of animal that barks?
Dog.
You wanted your dog to attack another dog. What would you tell him?
Sick him on him. Get him.
What would you call a mixed breed dog that you didn't know what kind he was?
This dog, I reckon. Mixed breed.
What about a small, noisy dog? You'd call that a...
well, some of you got some Fife, some Pekingese, or... all kinds.
What do you call a just a worthless dog?
No good dog, I guess.
Okay.